Hi, welcome to the Mesa Redonda, where we will be exploring how Chicanx and Latinx student orgs form community at UC San Diego.
We're going to begin with introductions, so could you all please introduce yourselves?
Yeah, sure. My name is Omar Perez. I am a third-year mechanical engineering student here at UCSD. My pronouns are he, him, his, and I am originally from Tijuana, Mexico, today representing SHIP, the Society of Hispanic Professional Engineers.
My name is Isai Valdespino. I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm a third year international business major as well as a real estate and development major. I'm here representing La Familia and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, my name is Urban Gomez. I am a fifth year here from Muir College, the best college, y'all. I am studying business psychology and media. I was born in Mexico. I was raised in LA and I'm here representing Nueva Herencia.
Hi everyone, I'm Natalia Morales. I am a third year. I am from ERC. I am originally from La Mirada, California, a super small suburb in LA, and I am studying political science and dance, and I am here representing Baile Folclorico La Joya de Mexico.
Hi everyone, my name is Cristian Fuentes Hernandez. My pronouns are he, him, his. I am a four-year political science major with Latin American studies. I am from Tijuana, Baja California, but then I moved to San Isidro. So I'm from the border at this point. And I am from Marshall College, which I think is the best college if I'm...
You ask me.
Can everyone please tell me the mission of their org, please? Starting with Isai.
Yeah, so our mission is to bridge the gap between professionalism and social aspects of UCSD for Latino students, because sometimes it can be hard for students to make that connection with professors or just in the general workforce. So we usually like to bridge that gap by bringing professionals from outside to be speakers, or we also involve yourselves in community service and academic excellence to help them.
Yeah, the org I'm representing is Nueva Herencia. We foster Latinx students, but we don't limit to other ethnicities as well. So we are open. We are an open org, and we are here to support them, to support our Latinx students pursuing higher education. And we do this through many, through our three pillars, which is academic excellence, community service, and social networking. We do a lot of events that allow students to build community and retain that community. And yeah.
Baile Folclorico La Joya de Mexico, our mission is to preserve our Mexican culture and traditions through dance. We dance dances from 10 regions of Mexico: Baja California, Michoacán, Guerrero, Tamaulipas, San Luis Potosí, Chiapas, Veracruz, Jalisco, Sinaloa, and, Chihuahua and Nuevo León. So we basically perform on-campus events at like Dia de los Muertos or different events, and also a lot of times you'll find us off-campus, as we do tend to get a lot of performance requests from different organizations or different schools off-campus, so it's a wonderful way to connect with the local community.
I am from MECHA, the UCSD, I forgot to mention that in the past, which stands for Movimiento Estudiantil Chicanx de Activismo. We are basically a cultural organization, but also a political one. We focus a lot on activism. We go back all the way from the Chicano movement. And basically, we are like the activists on campus. I think something that we're very proud is, like, if there is social change going on, we've been there, you know. Black Winter, you know, Marshall College, you know. We're basically the activists.
And for the Society of Hispanic Engineers, our main goal is based on our four pillars, that goal being leading Hispanics in STEM. And we do so through academic development, personal development, professional development, and community outreach as well. And we do so through various committees that we have within the organization here at UCSD. And SHIP is not only a local chapter, it's also a national chapter and professional chapter. So our members, once they finish college, they can keep pursuing their goals within SHIP and the professional environment as well.
Awesome. So why did you choose to join your organization?
Nueva Herencia is a new org that we just established this year, this quarter. But although we just established this year, we have gotten a lot of traction in our social medias and just presence here on campus as well. We gained over 1,000 followers so far. So we know that the space is needed. You know, there's students here do need spaces like these to build community, you know, and not only that, but also navigate college, just because our campus is so big, it's so easy to get lost, and there is that need of people to feel like they're being seen, you know, they are understood, and they want to feel like in community.
I did want to continue dancing in college, but I did not know exactly what dance group I wanted to join yet. And then I found Folklorico kind of coming across on Instagram. And then I thought it was a cool way to kind of like immerse myself into my Mexican heritage and also dance at the same time. So that's where I went to a few practices, and then I realized I really liked it. I liked the community there as well. So here I am now, 3 years later. So
I joined when there was a global pandemic going on called COVID-19. And so I came to UCSD and there was no one. And it was luck. I remember my RA, he was the president of Mecha back then. And he was the only Latino that I saw. So it just happened to be there. The meetings were on Zoom, so it was a little, like, of course, I didn't get full experience, but the community that I found in there was very, I didn't know how to explain. Like, I felt very isolated. I felt like people couldn't understand the struggles of being, you know, low income, Latinx student, and things like that. And I went there, and we have a space to talk about these kind of things, a space where I feel empowered, you know, like, this isn't, because I feel like when people talk about my community, it's always like, oh, the poor people or things like that. Things are very degrading, right? And I feel like, no, yeah, we might be low income, but that gives us cultural capital and things like that. And I really appreciated that. It made me feel empowered. And instead of us being in a narrative like we as a deficit, like we have deficits, it's like, no, how can we bring our cultural background to make change and uplift the communities that might, our communities, you know?
And for me, the main reason why I joined SHIP is because, well, as I mentioned, I'm originally from Tijuana, Mexico, right? And I moved to San Diego for college. And as soon as I started going to my classes, my engineering classes, I could rarely find people that were from the same cultural, ethnic origin as me, right? So it was very difficult for me to feel at home, find people with whom I was comfortable and I related to, right? So my first year, it was pretty difficult for me to, you know, snap into it and realize that, you know, I'm here, I'm in college, stuff that very little people do coming from a different country over here as an international. So, and once I reached my second year, I heard the existence of SHIP, basically, right? I didn't know about SHIP beforehand. And since the first day I joined, the first year I was part of SHIP, I was already part of the executive board. And I walked in and I felt welcome with a community of students who are in the same boat as me, you know, and we're trying to pursue the same goals, the same career aspirations, same mindset of grinding it out, you know, as us, the Latin community are. We're fighters, right? So it's a community of people that are always, like, bound together to fight and try to achieve and overcome any barriers to achieve a common goal. So that's the main reason why I joined SHIP, and I found a community that with whom I'm very comfortable, you know.
For me, kind of like what everybody else said, it's just like that community that they wanted to build. Coming here, I come from out of state, so the first three quarters I didn't really find anybody, see anybody that was Latino. It wasn't until like my last quarter here that a friend recommended another club, and that was when I first saw like my first like set of Latinas on campus. But there wasn't a bridge or gap that I wanted to see, like the professionalism aspect. So I wanted to create that for students on here, because like SHIP, like there existed, but that was mainly for engineers, STEM focused. I wanted to be a part of something that was more centered around my major, so business. And so La Familia is more like open to every major, every person. And that way we can connect with these students who might not have that close connection with like such these majors like that.
All right, thank you. In what ways did your organization build community?
All right, so in Folklorico, I think something that's been super cool, there's a sense of comfort in kind of having similar backgrounds or like similar upbringings, and that we'll use like certain phrases in Spanish or something, or certain things that our parents said, and then we're like, we say them during practice because those are like kind of ingrained in us, and kind of how like that's really nice and comforting, because if we say that like in our classes, for example, like if I say things in Spanish, sometimes I get like looks at me and it's not cool. It's kind of uncomfortable and it feels really isolating, so it's nice to be able to have that safe space and the team to be able to kind of just talk about certain things that others won't understand. Like a lot of my peers don't understand that because you know, a lot of our classes are not dominant by people that look like us. So
it's been very interesting to change through my 4 years, because once again, I started in COVID, right? But for me, as I reflected, some of the people that I met my freshman year, is that we've been through a lot together, you know, like, I mean, I failed some classes, you know. I was close to failing some classes, you know. I struggled with food. I struggled with a lot of things, you know. And realizing, you know, when you start reflecting, I'm about to graduate. And it's like, who was there, you know? And it's like having those memories, you know. You were there, you know. Like, although we couldn't support each other, like, you didn't have money to help me, things like that. You were there helping me, you know. You were there motivating me. And I think that's something that I really appreciate, the community aspect. Like, I think it's bigger than that because, yeah, you can talk to people and you can relate to people in a, ha, 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 you know, like a very superficial way. But for me, Mecha was my support system. You know, I feel like I could get deep with them and tell them, this is what support looks like. This is what I need, you know. And, of course, I will help people too, you know. Like, I cannot emphasize how much Mecha means to me because it provided me with a friendship, you know. Yeah, friendship is very important, and that's how we make community.
So within SHIP, we got different committees. We have transfer committee, technical committee, freshman committee, graduate committee, SHIP Tinas, which is a committee specified for the female members of SHIP, right? In which every single committee organizes their own independent events, meetings, where it's either social events or events where they have a specific goal in mind. For example, me, in my case, I'm the technical chair for SHIP. So within my position, we organize different events such as technical workshops, where we get in contact with different organizations on campus and, you know, have our attendees come in and learn something new about engineering, or we organize REACH, which is this competition in which students try and solve an issue in society using engineering, right? And thirdly, we have this project team going named the SHIP Bike, where we're trying to build a motorcycle from scratch. So it's this promoting a inclusive environment where anybody can just walk in and try and learn something new, right? And We prioritize our community building through our four main pillars, as we mentioned before, right? So every single one of these, either which is either professional, academically, social, or even like through community outreach and beneficencia, you know, beneficence, right, for the community and such. These are all different areas in which people are working together and building that same community and friendship and relationship with your fellow members, right? And having that same goal in mind, as we mentioned before, right? That's what mainly drives our community within SHIP.
So the way La Familia builds community is through a series of ways, kind of like SHIP does. But we don't have so many communities because we're not that big of a org yet. But what we do like to do is have socials where we'll have those moments where we can connect with one another independently. Sometimes we'll go far to Long Beach. We'll make the drive out there with our club members so that they can interact with other colleges so that they can make those connections as well, because sometimes you can't just be inside of UCSD all the time because it's not going to foster those connections that you might want that lead you to somewhere else. And then we also hold different types of socials in-house too. So we're going to have like a bowling social soon. And we're gonna have a soccer match against Sohil, actually, which is another club on campus that prioritizes itself on the law society. And then we also have academic hours where we like to help them like create those that academic success, make sure that they're studying everything that they need to for their exams, for their finals, for their midterms, whatever it needs. And that way we can help them if they need help. We have those, not a committee per se, but we have a study group for each class that someone may share, so that way they can make sure that they can help each other out too.
Awesome, thank you. So how has the org helped you academically and personally?
I feel like it helped me academically. It did help me a lot in the aspect of I got to meet, like I met one of my closest friends and he's in law school right now. He's going to Santa Clara, I think. Point being, I feel like I was given a role model that I normally they wouldn't have access to it. I remember for me, law was always very intimidating because it's a lot of paperwork, a lot of like professionalism. And for me, I want to break that stereotype. You know, you can be silly and be a lawyer. You know, you can be a little, you know, like law doesn't have to be that serious, you know, like as long as you help people, that's what matters, right? And I feel like he really helped me with that.
For me, academically wise, meeting new people within SHIP, and turns out there's more mechanical engineers in there that are taking the same classes as me. So that provides me with new relationships with members that are in SHIP already in a way where we can work together and try and, you know, pass the midterm or pass the final, right? Because that's going to end up being the goal in the end, right? So that's definitely helped me out a lot. Academically is mostly thanks to the people within SHIP because I believe, like, I can't work alone, right? Like, I mean, I believe teams are very important towards people achieving what they want, you know, and SHIP provides a space where you can definitely find people within your same major as well, right? Because engineering is not a very Hispanic, Latinx dominated area, right? So it's very hard to find people within in your same major that are just like you, and SHIP provides that for you. But I believe personally it has helped me even more, considering all the different aspects SHIP tackles, including professional and social, right? I've been able to learn so many different skills of which I can start using in my future life, right? It has helped me become a leader. It has helped me with deadlines, planning, scheduling, how to develop myself in an interview, or how to talk with professionals that are already in industry, right? And I believe that's something not everybody pays that much attention to. And it's definitely something that, you know, you have to keep an eye out for, because in the end, you're not going to be in school forever, right? So there's going to be a certain point, as much as, you know, it's sad to say, right? But there's going to reach a point where you're going to reach the industry, and you got to, you know, be able to carry out yourself in a way that you know, is going to set you up for success. So SHIP has definitely given me the tools in order for me to develop those skills and, you know, every time get closer and closer to, you know, making it, right? So
academically wise, I think La Familia has helped me a lot. Not just with the people, but also the way that it was run. I was only recently president this year. We're a new org too. We just started last spring quarter, but even in the last spring quarter, we had a lot of workshops that helped in professional development and in academic wise. Like, we'll have LinkedIn workshops, interview workshops, mental health workshops, because that's important too. And it also helped see what other types of majors there are and what other people have to study with too. We'll have collaborations with other orgs. We have one plan with SHIP Tinas too, actually. We have some with SOHI, we have some with CCM, which is the Chicano Community for Medicine. And it's just it's nice being able to expand your network with them, because you not only get to experience their majors, but also see maybe you have a class in common because you need it for a general elective or something like that. And now you have someone to study with, someone to help you with that, because they might know more than you in that subject. And it also helps you higher up, because we bring in professionals from outside of school, so they can give you advice on how they helped you. They can give you advice on how they studied and how they made it to where they were. Last Tuesday we had a structural engineering professor who's the DEI director for his role, and he gave a lot of connections to a lot of people. He said if you put in the effort, I can give you research jobs. We can help you with that. We can give you internships after college. And it was really helpful. So I think that's the way that academically La Familia really does help.
So for Nueva Herencia, I think we do run things a little differently, just because we don't have a set target of engineers or business or political science. Because although that's really good, we know that Latinos are everywhere, and we're different majors, and so we try to accommodate as much as we can. So we do a lot. We have different systems on how to support them. We try to pair students who are taking the same classes together, so they can help each other. You know, have groups ready set so they can talk within one another on how to support each other, especially from juniors, seniors, and helping freshmen, sophomores. As well, we also are developing a mentor-mentee program, which allows people to sign up as mentors and people to sign up as mentees. And based on what their interests are, we try to pair them and have a good balance of thoughts. And like I said, it's very hard for us to manage academics, just because there's so many things going on, or so many majors and so many people and so many identities. But we're trying our best to support as much as we can. We do have so many. We have some workshops that allow students to develop themselves as well. So, yeah.
For Folklorico, we are a dance group, so we're not Urban's Nueva Herencia. We are not geared towards a certain major or this or that. But when it comes to academically, how it's helped me, we practice about 3 to 4 times a week, about for 2 hours or more a day. So that's give or take 8 to 10 plus hours in which you're having to dance or you're having to practice. And then on top of that, we also have performance rehearsals based on if that week, if we have a performance within the community or outside, wherever. So that has called for time management. So Google Calendar has become my best friend, basically. I will color code everything, just because it helps me to visually see. I'm a visual auditory person, and I need to see what I have by a certain time, what I don't have, what this or that. And it's just helped a lot because it's fun. Like, personally, it's mentally liberating. It's a nice way to decompress when you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed. But academically, it's helped me a lot because, again, it takes so much of my time in a good way, not in a way in which I'm like, oh my God. But it's really fun to be able to have that space to go and just have fun dancing or perform within the community or perform for bigger events, but also being able to balance that while being a student. And alongside that as well, a lot of us are not just one major, this or that. There's like anthropology, there's speech and language sciences, there's history, there's engineering as well. So it's just nice to be able to kind of talk to everyone based off what they're studying, because even if you're not like geared towards that way, like I'm not an engineering major whatsoever, but it's nice to see how like people are doing personally, because it's also nice to have that check-in, just because that's important as well to be able to academically flourish in your personal adventure.
So for our final question, what is some advice you have for incoming students or students who are considering applying to college?
Yeah, so I would say loudly, don't care, right? But don't care in a way that, don't be afraid to put yourself out there, to go and talk to people in your class, to join an org or apply for an internship or email a professor about a research opportunity, right? There's this saying, right, that is basically cliche at this point, but you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So as long as you keep shooting, one of them is bound to go in, right? So that's what helped me out, right? I've met really close friends just by listening to them talking Spanish in the classroom, and I'm like, hey, you speak Spanish? So and that's how we hit it off, right? Or email professors and then got jobs or got interviews in a specific place or internships and stuff. So definitely what talking by experience, right, just don't care about what other people think, and definitely put yourself out there and don't be afraid to be yourself and try to reach your goals and develop new goals as you go as well, right? So definitely don't care, but in a good way, right? So
For me, I would say two things. I would say talk and be yourself, kind of like what Omar was saying. Just talk to people. It's really scary to do that first, like, hey, what's your name? But like, eventually you'll find someone who will match your energy. But as long as you be yourself, like, you'll find the group of people that you really want to be with. Like, I have my group of friends, I have other friends. Like, it's just being yourself that you'll attract the people that you want to be attracted to. And it's just like, don't be afraid to venture out in college. Like, this is the time for you to experience everything. This is time for you to explore what you like, what you don't like. Try different classes, try different electives. Maybe you'll find something you didn't even know you liked. Maybe you'll change your major. I did a double major because I found out I like two majors. So it's like, just do what you want to do. Do what you believe is best for you.
Yeah, same as them. I think one of the biggest messages for incoming students is, you know, try to put yourself out there as much as possible. You know, there's so many opportunities here, and it's sometimes it might be a little intimidating to, you know, break out of your shell, but that's really how you build community. That's really how you make a space for yourself, you know, and it's okay to, you know, take space. What you put into your college experience is what you're gonna get, or even more. You know, that's how you build relationships. That's how you meet people. Through my experience, you know, I had a little rough start of college just because I didn't know how to do that, you know, and I started meeting people, I started getting mentors, I started reaching out, volunteering. That's why I got involved with RASA, and now I'm working at the Ondaki Center. And you know, it's about, like they said, not being afraid to put yourself out there, you know, and really be yourself, you know, really showcase yourself with all of your identities, with all your issues. People will love you. You will eventually find people who, like you said, will match your energy. And those are people that, you know, might end up being your best friends forever.
For me, so I know at the beginning I was like super shy, but like no, I think one of the big things for me is being really loud. At the end of the day, like, people need to hear you. They can't hear you if you're talking like this. Like, they can't do that. And at the end of the day, like, for context, I'm 5 feet, so like, I literally have to be like talking super loud to project my voice. So I think that's huge. That's like one of my biggest pillars, is you have to take the space. You have to be able to advocate for yourself, because no one can help you otherwise. You have to ask those questions. Make your TAs do their job. Make your professors do their job. That's what they're getting paid for. They're here to help you. Don't be scared. It's okay to be scared. At the end of the day, you're paying to go here just as much as everyone else is. You don't have anything to apologize for. So take up the space. You deserve to be here. You work to be here. And unapologetically, just be yourself. So
I guess my advice is make failure your friend. In the aspect, like, you know, college is hard. well, I'm gonna speak from my own experience. Like, I came here as a physicist. I wanted to be like Oppenheimer and things like that. I realized I did not like that. Even the ethics of it, I was like, oh, maybe I don't even want to be like that, right? I have made a lot of mistakes, and I feel like these mistakes have turned me into the person that I am. I think mistakes are the best way of learning, you know, and, you know, the more that you challenge yourself, the better that you're going to be at something. And especially, I feel like my first 2 years, I struggled a lot. Like, even my third year, I was struggling a lot, you know? Even my fourth year, I was joking. You know, the point being is, like, you know, like, I like to think my boss has this metaphor that is college is like a lucha libre, you know? Like, you know, like, you don't know who you're going to fight every quarter, you know? Is it going to be your econ class, or is it going to be your rent this month? You know, like, you never know what the fight, you know? Like, you never know what the struggle is going to be, you know? But those things make you stronger, you know? I have become very good at a lot of things that I never thought would be. Like, research is something that I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that, you know? But research is something that I feel like I mastered. But at the beginning, it was like, what is a methodology? Okay, this is my technical. Point being is, I struggle. And sometimes you feel like, well, I feel like, oh, my God, why am I even here, you know? Like, did I choose the right career, you know? Like, am I wasting people's tax money? Things like that, you know? But then, you know, once you reflect, once times grows, you realize that you grow, that you become, it's okay to fail, you know? Like, people don't remember you from your failures. People remember you for the positive things, you know? Like, I have done a lot of mistakes, and people don't remember that. People remember, oh, you know, remember that class you did very well, you know? So, I don't know. Like, that's the advice I will give you. Become friends with failure.
Thank you all for being here today, and thank you all for sharing. We really appreciate it.